take up this whole frame.
Holy shit, dude. He takes up this whole frame.
Yeah, the camera makes me lose 270 pounds. But it's all
you're on. Negative 30?
That's 240. Let me hop into the Rift for a second and do some math.
Wait.
That's the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, you're 240?
You know, back in the day.
I would have never guessed, dude.
Yeah, no, I got bigger jeans, so it hides it.
Yeah.
45,000 waist, 32 length.
Dude, you wear a nice waist trainer.
I got Skims. What's the Kim brand?
You're in the WNBA?
I got a signed Skims on right now.
You and fucking...
Dude, is that what they're wearing? Oh, they're sponsored. That's right.
Yeah, dude. I had a terrible joke about that for a week. It was... I'll only say it because we're talking about it, and I'll never say it on stage. It was... the NBA... Because the NBA also, WNBA and the NBA, Skims is now an official sponsor.
Yeah.
And I said, and you know, it's underwear. Men wear it over their genitalia.
Mm.
And that's because the only balls Kim doesn't have a hold of in the NBA go in the hoop.
Oh, okay. You get a lot of snaps from that crowd? Like,
nah, a lot of what the fuck does that mean?
I actually
said that, and someone was like, what are you saying? And I was like, I'm pretty sure black guys, like, never mind. I'll shut the fuck up.
Anyway, I picked out your theme song after that joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's this one, right? Live from Matt's basement.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night. My guest joining us here today is Michael Pallotta.
He was a good man, an honest man before this podcast.
But once he stepped on, he ventured into pure degeneracy.
Uncharted territories. Just to let you guys know, we're watching the Olympics behind the screen right now. And
holy shit, they're shooting it up.
Yeah, and they're doing a 21-gun salute at the Olympics.
Yeah, but it's a 21-gun point.
Christ. Well, you see the shooting thing, the big joke now, that you can't even get to it before Twitter, but it's like America didn't even place in the shooting, which is, I know this is, do you usually start with a topic, or am I allowed to be like, I was watching the Olympics today?
You're allowed to fucking rip, whatever.
I don't know. Do you feel it's like shooting just oversaturated then? People are getting automatic weapons and they're not practicing on the craft.
Probably.
That's got
to
be
We haven't had anybody that's needed to shoot anything either.
Yeah, with accuracy, right? Yeah, like
you know, like there, like I've brought this up before, but the sniper with the most confirmed kills in World War II was a Russian lady.
And ooh, okay.
Because she had to fucking kill people.
Yeah, right.
Like she got like 100 kills in one day defending Stalingrad.
Oh yeah, fighting Germans, right?
Yeah. Think of that, though. Mm. And the snow that they were fighting in Stalingrad, she's, like, calculating shots with snow and, like, wet debris. And she's not even doing the math. She's just feeling it the fuck out.
Just letting it rip, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, for sure.
Saying, like Eastern Orthodox Bible verses before every shot. She's like, "Dos breka maswetoksom."
Fyodor Dostoevsky, Kolonishka, Skolta.
Quoting her favorite Dostoevsky books. Dude, quoting Crime and Punishment before killing someone is like the biggest irony.
Oh,
we're a
God,
smart
dude.
Podcast now.
I'm reading Crime and Punishment right now.
I love a little Raskolnikov, baby.
I'm on page 42. It's thick.
Is that the crime or is that the punishment? It's really an easy book when you boil it down. It's got two parts.
So it's definitely in the crime.
Yeah. he's a felon at this point. I don't want to spoil the book, but we could talk about it.
No, I haven't finished it. I don't know anything.
You never, that wasn't a high school read?
No.
I was supposed to read it in high school and then didn't, but I learned about it because we had to give presentations. So I remember, it's also not that, again, it's like, he does the thing, and then he's like, I feel bad.
Yeah, it's not that revolutionary.
Yeah.
But it is Dostoevsky's life. If you read the whatever, the little thing,
the
bind, whatever.
Genesis, or the back of the book or the epilogue? No, epilogue's the end, preface.
There's like a back of the book, or it's like a first page, maybe, just in the one that I have, it says his life. And he went to the gulags for like 20 years.
Yeah, for just being like a no freedom of speech in Russia.
Yeah.
Well, he has a book called The Idiot where he depicts a scene of like a guy, they're going to sentence him to death, and they're like, hey, we're going to shoot you in 5 minutes. And, you know, it's that whole, like, you live your whole life in 5 minutes. He sees a stained glass window and is like crying and busting looking at it. He's like, this is the moment. And then right before they shoot him, they're like, you know, Ashton Kutcher comes out. They're like, punked, we're not killing you. Gotcha.
Yeah. Fucking, they don't shoot him?
Yeah, no, they don't shoot him. And that's in The Idiot. He's like this guy, Prince Mashukin or whatever. He's talking to these ladies, and he's just like, yeah, I got a pretty cool life. And that's his whole thing, is he's like this. They call him The Idiot because he's full of, like, gratitude. And they're like, you're not upset about things? What are you, a fucking idiot? Is really the whole premise of the book.
Yeah, like, he's like, no, dude, what? Like, life is beautiful. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm ready to die. And it's like, you're fucking retarded.
Is it, when you're staring down the barrel of a gun, what's the difference?
Yeah, dude, right? Honestly, just spit in your killer's face.
Oh, that's a Departed line. You're a big movie guy.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah. There's another Departed line.
There was a Crime and Punishment line I didn't want to quote.
Let's just say Gypsy comes up, but
yeah,
not really.
It was so wild. Mm. He's reacting to the letter his mom wrote him, telling him that Doinia is marrying the guy.
His sister, right? Is Doinia?
Yeah. And he's like, there's no way Doinia would just bow down to a man. She'd rather be on a plantation. And I was like, but you see it from a Russian's point of view at that time? And he's like, that's just what they call him over there, right?
No, that's it. Yeah, they're just like, I thought everyone was doing it. What's the deal?
And that actually made me be like, damn. Got some weight.
For Dostoevsky to have like a gunpoint at his head, and he's like, I'm taking liberties here.
I'm trying to write a good book, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell in the States. Little did you know that was not okay. Little did you know Mark Twain was already living.
Yeah.
Actually, he wrote that in like the late 1800s, but Twain was vibing.
Yeah. Twain was having a good time.
We're about to give maybe the, like, a summary of every sophomore high school's
the Great Gatsby.
your demographic.
Did you like the book or the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio better?
I want you to know, like, in history, you're gonna be the Spark Notes of podcasts because of this. People
Hell
are gonna come to this and be like, "Fuck, did they talk about Miguel Cervantes's? They talk about Don Quixote at any point? I've got an exam coming up. What the fuck is a windmill?
What did Murcielago? What's his goddamn name?
Kanye? I don't know.
No. Yeah. Pusha T? Drake?
Mercy, is that a book or a name?
Who's the guy in Hamlet? His name starts with an M. He's the bad dude. Or it's Hamlet or one of those Shakespeare books. I can't remember.
Murcielago? I have no idea.
It's not Murcielago. I'm thinking
Hamlet
Lambos,
was like,
dude.
Like Scotland.
Dude, my brain's just fucking always...
I can't, Yorick is the only one I remember because Hamlet does a soliloquy where he's also like, I'm sad. He's holding a skull. They just had skulls back then.
Yeah, just laying
you
around.
You just find a skull.
What the fuck? Why is that?
Fucking Halo 3.
Yeah.
Hamlet picks up Yorick's skull and is like, sweet, now people's heads have confetti.
Cut somebody's
Slayer.
I've thought about putting that into clips.
I've seen
I get two laughs in a row, just double kill.
I remember
it's like a nice double entendre, and I put double kill.
That was you remember those like MLG videos, right?
Yeah,
like,
fuck
and
yeah.
Then people made like spoofs of those. I was talking with Nick Oka about this, hosting at Magoobies tonight for everyone watching. We were talking about doing that with Comet for comedy, and he made a great video of him bombing and then putting, like, 10 seconds before the punchline, he puts, like, the tactical nuke inbound thing coming. And when the joke bombs, he does the, you know, mission failed.
Yeah.
Which,
that's so good.
I was like, that clip is going to blow up. And I got, you know, 38 views. And
I did this shit. I call it Jokes of Duty.
Yeah.
Where I put...
Oh, you did it with a cigarette, like a cigarette bud, and the Canada stuff. I remember.
Yeah, I said I did. And realistically, I kind of hate that joke because you told me Dave Attell's COVID joke.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I'm ripping Dave Attell.
It was different, but I feel where it's like Would you only do that with a joke you're ready to burn, right? Like the
100%. If I had that inkling, yeah. I would never like even I wouldn't even like, say
this
it.
This is my close.
I would have to be like drunk to accidentally say it.
Mm.
Which is sometimes when I do
which is
I
all
riff.
The time.
Yeah. No. I didn't drink last night. Did fine.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do better when I drink.
you're doing Capital Laughs yesterday?
Yeah. Closed out. It was good. Yeah. And I know people love when comics talk comedy. Dude, Soder had this fucking hilarious thing he's doing on his podcast. His homeless pimp is going to fucking hit him with a cattle prod
every time
he
brings up stand-up. But like anything stand-up, he's like, no shows.
I yelled about this on a podcast that I don't think I'll ever release.
Mm.
If you're a comedy fan and you're listening to a comedy podcast and comedians start talking comedy and you get bored, turn it off. Maybe if the rest of the episode is comedy talk and you like them, that's just what they have to talk about this week. And like, don't force them to throw bits at you, because that's how you break Cumtown up.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how you break Cumtown up. Like, that's how History Hyenas goes crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, shit like that happens because people are like, don't talk comedy, don't do this, don't do that.
And yeah.
People listen to the comments. History Hyenas, Giannis is wild. Love Giannis. Mm. It's crazy. But, I don't know. Like, I get, like, that we should just be talking about, like, don't you fucking hate your Apple Watch?
That's why I have a Garmin.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. How's the Garmin life?
It's not as good as an Apple Watch. it's all right.
I don't have any watch.
I usually would always do, my friend and I, when we would drink in college and like get like really hammered, we would check, like Garmin always tracks your sleep patterns, and we check the biometric data, and we're like, 38 minutes of sleep, you ready to rock, baby? Is you ready for class tomorrow?
People would do that when we were doing coke. They would check their heartbeat. I think somebody hit like 144.
Yeah, sleeping, right?
No, awake.
Oh, yeah, just standing.
This is like standing, like hit a bump, put it on, check the heartbeat, and then be like, what's it gonna hit? What's it gonna hit? What's it gonna hit?
I mean, at that point, just go run in a circle if you're a kid. You want to get it high. Just.
No, but it's so funny to see like how high can my heartbeat get from drugs.
Yeah.
I never did that. I was never like, what's my heartbeat? I was just like, does it feel like it's about a pop? Nice.
It's working.
We're
locked in, baby.
Let's wait till it stops for 2 seconds.
And then line them up.
Go, go, go. I was yelling to myself in fucking military mode the other day, making eggs. I always throw spices in with my eggs. Uh-huh. I usually do it before I throw it into the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, so I forgot. And I'd like throw the eggs in, and I'm like, fuck, grab the Old Bay.
Down now. Some man wave the flag.
But I drop garlic on my eggs.
Are you using garlic powder on your eggs? Hell yeah, that's good.
Garlic powder, cayenne, and Old Bay. I usually, and then I'll throw onion. I'll throw everything but the bagel.
Mm.
Throw like a lot of shit on
That is a spice. I was everything but the bagel.
No,
good call.
I throw a bagel on
also,
my egg.
And then I remember I need the bagel.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to not talk about a Dane Cook bit where he talks
good.
About the everything bagel.
What does he say?
It was an everything bagel or a burger, and he was like, he's at a restaurant, and the waitress was like, just tell me what you don't want on your sandwich. And he has like the metaphysical breakdown of like, I wouldn't like keys on my sandwich, or a policeman's badge, or, you know, like toenails or a brick from an old Civil War building that fell down.
Yeah.
And then, good night.
Nah, dude, Dane's funny. You're not.
He was like most people's like adolescence. Him and like Brian Regan animated YouTube videos are like what I remember of comedy.
Comedy, my first, it was Kevin Hart, Ari Spears. My buddy loved Dane, and we would listen to it in his car, smoking pot.
Yeah.
He showed me B&E, the breaking, and I watched Vicious Circle one night with friends, but he showed me B&E, and that is so funny.
Yeah.
oh, I don't like bacon and eggs. No, I like breaking and entering.
To get the
I like breaking into a guy's house, just changing where shit is in the pantry. Leave the door completely open, but don't do anything. Just change where ketchup and mustard, different spots.
Then they put the beads up, and he's just like, I fucking tear them down.
Yeah. And he goes all the way to stealing his remote and then driving by like once a week and just changing
the channel.
That's so funny. The guy's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's changing the channel once a week is the fucking funniest hypothetical thing to do to fuck with the guy.
On like a Sunday every fourth quarter of like of like a close game.
That like might have spawned my like I love hypothetical fucking with people.
Yeah.
One of my favorite one, this never works as a bit, but I think that it's funny. Is I want to get three other guys and find a smart car and scope it out and see where it lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then move it two parking spots.
I would like lift it and just
every day. So then they walk out and then just watch them.
Yeah.
Just watch them be like the first time they just sort of like, I guess I didn't park there.
Maybe yeah, that's actually like no property damage would probably work. Like that person will check themselves into a ward at some point, like slowly but surely.
Yeah, dude. Then they start watching their car at night. You do it. You see them come out, and you just throw like a smoke bomb.
Yes.
Dude, smoke bombing people to move their smart car.
Listen, there's a small business opportunity right here.
Right, dude. I'm gonna actually do dirty work.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No. I just, as much as I love Norm, I haven't seen it. No.
Oh, dude, you got to watch it.
There's
the Saigon whore that bit my nose off.
I appreciate it. I still haven't seen it.
Chris Farley hits that line like four times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Farley has like eight lines.
And they're probably all killers.
Dude, so fun. There's this moment where, like, for no reason, he's like fucking talking to skunks. You've probably seen clips of it.
Yeah,
it's the last time he's ever on screen.
Oh, seriously? When was Dirty Work filmed? Was it late 90s?
Like, right before Chris died. Chris died like a couple months after they shot it.
Yeah,
and that was the last
time. What a way to go.
The last time he's on screen is him talking to these skunks, and it's so fucking funny. He's talking to them like he's like their master, and he's like, you will go and you will spread your stench. And then someone walks in, they're like, you ready? They're ready? And he's like, yeah.
Oh,
my God. Fucking, he's so good. But looping all the way back, like a goddamn good boomerang. That's what this pod should be called. Boomerang?
That's right. Fortunately, you didn't break the budget on the sign.
Fuck!
I will say, if the folks at home, it might be because of the parallax, but this is a very straight P. It's really good.
Yeah.
If you're paying attention.
And if you don't know what parallax means, we're in the same boat.
Listen, Dostoevsky, Great Gatsby, parallax. This is too smart for you.
What's parallax?
I actually don't know. When I would watch a rowing race, and it's like you're standing at the finish line and you're watching boats come this way. It looks like they're even because of, like, I guess
it's the curvature.
The curvature. But when they line up, they're actually, you know, one boat's farther ahead. You ever say a word and you don't really know if you know what it means? you only know it in the context of when you use it.
But when you say it with so many people that understand it,
yeah,
that it loses all meaning.
Yeah.
They're like, ah, well, because of the parallax. Mm. Yeah, well, the fucking parallax. Yeah,
I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Parallax.
Parallax. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds like where they sent what's his name? The runner with the legs.
Oh, fucking Oscar Pistorius?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
like that's where they sent him after he killed his wife. You need some parallax.
I thought that's what they
prescribed him.
Parallax. Okay.
Is your brother that's missing a couple legs getting out of order?
Is your murderous husband running?
Get him parallax.
You know what's I didn't get that because
he
wasn't in the regular Olympics.
I know.
Which kills.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he had booster rockets down there.
Fucking. Yeah. That's so.
What an arc for that guy too. Like to. Make the Olympics
all
is
the
like
legs
this here.
Or his life.
Yeah, actually, that's actually what I'm here to talk about is
the parallax of his legs.
Dude, the trajectory that the arc gives you on the blades is kind of unfair. To make the Olympics and then kill your wife or whatever the order was. It's just a real like
Killing your wife is more fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Running with those legs is more unfair than killing
you. I mean, if moments before he ran that race, he killed his wife, that could be considered blood doping. I wouldn't be surprised if his T was way up after you do that. That means to watch the life leave someone and then run a 400-meter dash, you got to be... You can fuck
you
a hyena after
machine,
that.
You get a time machine, you go back, and you see Muhammad Ali before every fight is blood sacrificing a lamb. He's with them and them. There's four Jews behind him, just like, okay.
Oh, my God.
With a Muslim pulling all the strings.
Yeah, good save.
Mr. X. Yeah,
good. There. Woo!
Oh, that's a different new world order. It is all about oil.
A whole new world.
But I think the biggest difference between Baltimore and DC comedy is, and I think that this is like past comedy. This is like if you go just from like certain different blue collar cities, mm-hmm. or like a rural area to like a city that has like an international esque vibe.
Yeah.
I would say that Chicago doesn't have this, what DC has, or like New York sometimes, but DC more specifically. DC is reserved.
Like in its audience?
Just like day to day. Like think about like how they live their life. Think about what a DC person does when they wake up. I can't without coming.
Yeah, there it is. Oh fuck, lobbying.
What did he put on pants? God damn it.
Wait, iron that shirt before work?
Oh, he didn't jerk off.
Can we use a lady example ever? Yeah. It's the only guys putting on their clothes.
Yeah.
But
well, then we sound like...
True. I'm sorry, ladies.
We love you. We don't want to objectify you. So it's funnier if we're gay.
Yeah.
If we're gay, it's not predatory.
The back of the sign has the rules.
Slow roll into predatory misogyny. But don't you love it when
that's
you watch her put her fucking bra on?
That's a TED talk at every university right now.
Yeah.
The slow roll into what? Saturated monogamy? What'd you say? What big words did you just use on me?
Predatory misogyny.
I said predatory monogamy.
What, Christianity?
Yeah, there it is. Wake up.
What are you guys doing? You want to get married at 20, have three kids, get divorced by 30, and then just do yoga? Fuck your way through your 30s doing ketamine? That's not a real life.
That's not real life. Live it now, baby. Burn it out. Oh, wait, no, slow roll.
Fuck your teacher.
Go ahead.
Everybody goes, James Franco, too.
I forgot him, too. Yeah. Anyway, you were talking about the audiences people are reserved.
Like, think about what a DC person does. Like, they wake up, their roommates are all chill. Mm-hmm. Like, and chill in the sense where it's like, don't be fucking loud. Like, no one's waking up like AC/DC on the way to fucking,
It depends. I don't know where you're like living in
the
state.
Of the bros.
I don't know if I'm supposed to agree with everything.
Yeah, disagree.
You're talking like in the like Logan Circle in DC City,
I would say the people that work in the government and the people that work for the companies that are closely associated with the government all kind of fall in what I'm saying. There's normal people that live in D.C. Not to say that these people aren't normal either.
I mean, they're not, but that's true.
Yeah. First time anyone's ever said that. We're so smart. Kostesky.
Do we mention we've read two books already, at least, on this podcast?
I read a comedian's book once, too. Holy shit.
Wait, Steve Martin?
Save talent.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I read Lenny Bruce's, and...
How was that?
Well, it's a how to talk stupid and influence. It's like a spin on like another book about influencing people. Yeah. It was pretty good. I mean, you know, when you get in the 30s, it's like that's actually like a contentious time. And it, you know, he walked so Carlin could jog, so everyone else could do whatever they wanted.
Yeah. So Pryor could dunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess having like clearance puts so much on your back.
What do you, like, if you think about the average DC day, no bias from what I said. Like, compared to, but you work.
I'm thinking you're fucking a lizard in the morning.
You go full.
You're thinking there's no AC/DC. I'm thinking it's Mother of Virtue and an iguana crawling on you.
Those guys are waking up to kickstart my heart.
That is like one of my all-time favorites. It's so hype.
I had a guy. We went on a vacation, and this kid. You ever realize that someone's actually autistic? And, like, not in, like, that bad of a way, but in a, like, missing social cues way. Or in a, like, dedicating themselves to the bit so hard that, mm-hmm. like, bro, you're autistic. Like, everybody's mad now.
But, yeah, autistic in, like, today's context, where it's, like...
Almost, but kind of...
But almost medically?
Like, medically.
Okay, yeah.
Like, not, like, bad, but, like, oh, for sure.
Actually, yeah, someone who remembers too many, like... scores from 30
or
years
like
ago.
Conversation that you had too long ago. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that was a little... Or, like, repeated stuff too much. Like, they get fucked up and they throw on the same song all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, that's slight autism. Actually, when you actually look at autism, like, mm-hmm. that's a little autistic.
Yeah.
You know? And this kid played Kickstart My Heart, Journey of a Lifetime by Zed's Dead, and one other song on repeat. For 2.5 hours. We would kick him off Bluetooth.
Yeah.
He would just fucking rope-a-dope everybody into thinking that he wasn't paying attention. Kick someone off, hop right back.
I love this guy already.
It oscillated back and forth between hilarious and like... And I'm somebody that thought that it was funny for like one of the longest points mm-hmm. of people. And then I walk up to him and I'm like, dude, like... I get it. It's a bit like, can you stop now?
Yeah.
Like, I also think that this is very funny that you've done this. He's like, what? No, I just love these songs. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. That moment where it clicked.
I think he actually is. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I love him. He's so funny. He's such a good dude. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those moments where I was like, and I'll do that too.
Yeah.
I do that where I'm like, no, we got to play this song.
So yeah.
Like, I might be. I also think that that's like ADHD people get hyperfixation, so it could be the same type of thing. I think that they're
to do that so many times to like weasel your way into doing it, and then being like, how could nobody else just want to listen to it? Is like, oh no, there's something. He either has one like pituitary gland
he's
that
doing
is
doing it with like a Norm-esque smile. He's like, no, I love this.
Yeah,
but he's never saying the words.
He's swindling you.
Dude, and it's like, but he's committing to it so hard that it's like, you have to be autistic to be able to commit this hard.
Yeah.
Like, to have this level of, like, not even admitting to me, someone that fucks with people. Mm. That was, like, my whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, with the this was, like, a group of friends with guys and girls that, like, we had been friends for a long time.
Mm.
I wasn't kind of like fuck it. So any of these girls or anything. So we're all just hanging out. You know what I mean?
No, so, sorry. Well, yeah.
You know. Yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking women around. Labias around.
Labias around.
I almost said shout out one of the ones that I thought that was very attractive. Yeah. I almost just exposed myself for never having a straightforward conversation with her in my life.
I'm just gonna start saying shout out lady names like every minute on the minute to see if I hit it. Shout out Brooke.
A random lady came in. I saw her. I met a very nice lady that night. That was pretty cool.
When he was playing Kickstart My Heart,
dude. Yeah. That's happening. Okay. And I'm like up in a room. We're like fucking doing drugs and stuff. And like I'm talking to this. There's all these other ladies that I can't. Like two other ladies come in and one of them's with a guy. The other one's not. And I'm just like, hey, other lady.
Lock in.
Yeah. I just go.
You go. You like Motley Crue, baby? I got a song for you.
You want to Motley do these lines?
I would shoot you in your head if I was a lady and you said that. You want to Motley do these lines? God, if she laughed at that, I'm shout her out. That's dumb to laugh at, lady. No, it's okay.
Honestly, dude, the shit. I'm.
Well, no, there's.
I was better at making girls laugh one on one than groups for a long time.
Yeah, because you don't got to be funny. No, I'm just kidding.
No. No, it's like a different skill.
Yeah.
It's like a and then it was like right after I started stand up.
Mm.
And then I would be fine in groups, but then I would also go DC and become reserved.
Oh, okay.
I would be, because, like, I don't know, you probably noticed this, like, you don't want to take all the shine. Like, when you're, like, hanging out with, like, four of your friends from high school.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I feel you, yeah.
You don't want to just hop in and fucking hit the gas and, like...
Yeah, go with you. I was at a bachelor party this weekend, and there was a...
How was it? Where was it? Talk about the bachelor party.
It was in Vegas, which was cool. Actually,
nice. Where'd you stay? On the strip? Outside? No,
we stayed in a B&B. Ended up being nice. The right call, because there was a pool and everything. I didn't mean to take this.
No, dude. Left turns. But, you're good.
But it was buddies from college, and to your point about, like...
Airbnb's
like,
a good move, too.
Yeah, I thought if it's Vegas...
How many dudes?
I think it was nine in there. Nine fellas.
Nine?
Good time.
Rooms?
One. One bed.
Who's Boy, the bukkake?
Boys night. Not me. You see, my skin's dry. It couldn't be me.
Yeah. You don't see those whores on Instagram say my new daily skincare routine involves facials?
Yeah, just full-blown blasts.
Yeah, it's just a wild thing to put. And I only say that word. Ladies are nice. If you're an OnlyFans model, I understand why you're doing that. You're trying to get men.
Yeah,
you're not a hoe.
You're allowed to do it. I just thought my whole thing is it may be contributing to the collapse of Western society, but that's fine with me.
A little bit. Also,
I don't like Western society. I like jugs, though. Yeah, big fan of Hooters.
I'm a guy that'll jerk off to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Girls will have these.
Yes, quite. Whacking off to IG, of course.
Yeah, with your sparkling water.
With my Royal Farms plain sparkling, as if it's like a 98 Bordeaux. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's fine. Who does? Even the people that do don't.
You don't know what that means.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. They give you a perfect description. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
Like, so you ever have Natty Light, dog?
Yeah. Hey, I got this thing called tap water.
I got this thing called Molly water.
Put it all in a drink. He ain't even know it.
It's not even that, but no.
Call me Rick Ross.
Oh, I forgot he had, it's after, a Reebok lyric, right?
Yeah. He says, he says Reebok, something along those lines. But I'll be, pleasuring.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies will have these very hot videos.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll put, the fucking wildest text over the video.
Okay.
It'll be like, dude, this is so insane. Like, I don't even want to say any of this.
Because it was mid-beat off, right? Wait, or is that, is that why it's insane?
I'm mid-beat off reading it, and it's, so fucking insane. And it's supposed to get guys horny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, it's like when daddy comes home but you don't have food ready, and then she goes and bends over.
Uh-huh.
I could have just not had the text,
but just very cringy posts. It's who, what, like psychopathic relationship is that, where it's
it'll be, she'll dress up she'll dress up in the kitchen, and it'll be like, do you like it when I cook eggs scrambled or fried? And I'm like, bitch, get this off of the screen. That's not even that. That's not even that bad. It's when they try to do sexy shit. How's your Instagram explore page look?
It's a lot of SpongeBob memes, the occasional bosom. And a lot of rowing now.
My phone's record. I don't want
to. No, let's hear it. I don't care.
No, I was gonna say, if you show me your phone and I go to, I could fucking find a couple examples, but we don't have to.
Nah, that's okay.
You're late. You listen to the podcast. Actually, don't.
Yeah, you're gonna want to skip from about 25 to the hour mark. We're gonna be on Instagram for a while.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna check the time of this real quick.
Was that right? 25?
No, we're at 34.
Cruising. Cruising the world.
But yeah, that'll really, and it's like something fucking insane. And it's just,
it's the algorithms. I guess they follow your eyes. And that was the whole thing. Every camera was like eye tracking. So,
and they do it because they're trying to get, and it's like, it'll be like them holding like a cucumber, and it'll be like, you want to see if I can make it fit? Click the link. It's like, no, I'm not going to click the link. Stop holding a cucumber. Just push the.
I also don't get the idea. There's so much other free stuff that it's like, I wouldn't support any of that.
So the OnlyFans thing is like virtual escorts. Well, you know
what's better than virtual escorts? Real escorts. Actually, anything else.
I thought you were going to say gay sex.
Oh, we're talking about lady escorts.
Yeah,
no. Fuck.
Yeah, no, I know. Juggalos are great. Yeah. Jiggalos.
I forgot.
I do
that.
Love
thank you.
Juggalos.
Thank you for the colloquial term.
Can I get a jigga juggalo? I won't pay to fuck a man if he doesn't have an insane clown posse face dress on.
Oh, that's great. I love a juggalo.
Yeah.
Dude, remember Rob Schneider had like two movies, like Bruce Diggalo, European Jiggalo. Like, he had two movies about being a guy who I don't think anybody would want to bang, but.
Yeah. But I'd pay to.
Just to be like, you can do it. Every single time.
It's a guy that like is trying to cram fucking 13 dudes into a car.
Yeah.
You can do it. Get it's in the insane clown posse. You can do it. He's typing up clowns. He's trying to squeeze the horn, but it's fucked up.
God damn.
You can do it.
ICP rocks, dude.
But so you're at this bachelor party.
How do we get here? Where it was like, I don't know, there were moments on like we were just hanging out at like the house here at Saturday during like the day and early afternoon. And so it was just like, kind of like electric. One of those moments where you're like, every line, I was like, oh, I'm ready. Like I have something ready. And I don't know, those are those moments where if you catch fire, just let it happen. And as it fizzles, it's like, hit the peak and then you're never going to say anything funny again, but let it happen.
Yeah. You got to like shut up for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Once it bombs, just let it fizzle out.
Yeah.
Let someone else shine.
Make fun of you too.
Because the other thing is that every now and then you'll get a guy who's like, who's not the riff guy. He'll say something and they'll forget all about what you said.
And it's good.
Yeah.
And you got to let him have that fun. We have it all the time.
I mean, a riff set or a hang. The hang is one of the best things in the world. Like I love a good hang.
The vacation, the bachelor party, the away weekend riff sessions though are fire.
Yeah, just it's something to, like it's away from everything. It feels like it's on like a different planet at that point.
Yeah. That's what fucking when me, Chris, and Luke were at the lake.
Yeah.
It was fucking. And then we have Bailey and Ryan, who are both two really funny dudes.
Yeah.
They're not comics, but they're funny. They say fucking dumbass shit.
Yeah, they're just happy. Yeah.
Dude, Chris, I don't think he'll mind me telling this. His sister and his sister's friends were like staying in the same house as us.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he would just fuck with them. Like, they all thought it was funny. His sister was the only one that was getting mad. Like, the friends thought it was funny. But, like, then just, like, the riffs of just, like, being dumb as shit in the car.
Yeah.
Like, those, like, long passing time riffs. Like, that's where, like, that's, there's a Barstool clip that always comes up where somebody is like, what did you and your buddy do last, like, this weekend? You hung out, like, for 72 hours. And he's like, nothing.
Yeah, like, it's, like, actually nothing.
And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you want to know what we did? For the first 3 hours of hanging out, we made the best roster of every MLB player whose name starts with the letter R.
Yeah.
like, and then, like, fucking, like, that's actually, like, 3 hours.
That's like
of
the
like
same
hanging out with dudes. Me and the other night, me, Luke, and Chris argued about wired versus wireless controllers for an hour.
What was your take? Are you a
wired is faster?
In terms of speed, I thought you just meant like overall like fun performance. Like something about being wired in, like you don't have a lot of mobility, but like you're really locked into it. Wireless, I feel like I've been playing NCAA 25 and I'm too far away. And part of me is like, I wish I had something tethering me to the Rutgers offense right now.
Right, dude. Then you get through the A gap.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. Then Mike Overton's going to coach Rutgers to an SEC championship. They're not. I'm going to get him to the SEC first. Then we're going to win the championship.
This is fucking ADHD. But you see Alexander Ovechkin's playing soccer?
Like in the U.S.? Is he playing for like
in
the...
In Russia.
Did he retire from hockey?
No, I think because of the war, he's back in Russia.
Classic.
Nice. Country man.
His Stanley Cup speech is like, it seems like the most like Eastern European immigrant in America thing, because he's just blitzed and he gets up and he's like, wow, fucking Stanley Cup champion, and just like everyone just cheers. They're like, this guy's gonna murder everyone if we don't agree with him.
Fucking dude, he's running down the sideline. How big is Ovi? How tall is he?
I don't know.
6'4".
Yeah, yeah.
6'4"? Fucking like 240?
Yeah.
And he runs fast. He's a fast guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not slow. And he's running down the sideline. This fucking little 5'10", 5'9", defender tries to make a move at him and body him.
Yeah.
Ovi doesn't even, he just barely taps his hip. The guy bounces right onto the
ground. Yeah, yeah.
And then the next clip is like a ball bounce, went out, got kicked out to him, and then he just hit a nice on the ground, got a goal. What?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Like, and it doesn't look like they're just letting him score. Like, he shot like through the mess of the box.
See, hockey players are just such good all around athletes. I don't know.
Well, and then I thought about it. I bet every summer he's playing.
Oh, he's just been practicing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like in Russia, you play hockey, and then what's the other sport that they play in the summer? They literally
communism.
Have no other sport.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they don't have baseball. That the American bullshit.
Mm.
You think we throw a ball and hit with
still pissed at.
What we gay? What we look like we dropped
your,
two nuke on Japan?
Let
no,
your
we better
time?
Than that.
Yeah.
We only blow up our own people in Ukraine.
Jeez, Louise. Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
Matt, what are you doing? Making fun of the Russos. Oh, God.
No. The Russies. I actually thought of a fucking stupid bit.
Mm.
Casey Rocket's in town in Baltimore right now, and
I was crab waving to the crowd.
he fucking, you met him in an elevator.
In an elevator, a couple years ago now. We talked about the IDF with some guys who smelled like Axe body spray.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember it. It's my fondest memory.
Yeah.
Besides the birth of my child.
Yeah, right?
Who I have not met. But
I thought, how funny would it be to just walk up behind, like, Casey doesn't know that you're there, and go, Casey fucking Rocket, look at him. Oh, God, he's a star. Oh, my fuck, he's so good. Bill Burr over here. Casey, it's Bill. Turns around, and then you just go.
That could have been anyone, man. I don't know. Yeah.
No, but not just to Casey. Like, start doing that to, like, every kind of younger famous comic.
Like, be
that,
a fake
like,
Bill Burr?
No. Just, like, head fake them, like, hey, dude, great fucking set.
I'm so not with you. I don't get this at all.
Do you not get the. Think about if you were. If you got off stage, close your eyes, put yourself.
I know. Listen, I've seen the show before. I know what happens when I close my eyes. I've watched every episode.
Actually,
eyes start closing. Camera cuts
out. Mike,
up.
I've got a guitar over there. If you don't play Freebird for me 14 times, I swear to God.
If I leave.
Yo, me, Luke, and Kwame went into a bar. The guy was playing Freebird.
Yeah.
I started playing Freebird. I went to South Carolina.
Yeah.
I heard people play Freebird every night
for
fucking 4 years. And I go, ugh, this is going to be great. And Luke goes, you're so fucking negative, dude. Luke, we start watching him. He's got one guitar and a drum, and Luke goes, ah, fuck. His solo is going to be rough.
Yeah.
He goes to try and loop it, completely fails at looping it, and then just plays the solo over the drums. Kwame, black guy, goes, fucking trash, Freebird. Luke goes, God damn it, this sucks.
What bar was it in Fells?
Of course you came in on.
Yeah. Fuck.
It was not stuff. Jimmy Selesky, where me and Garrett Harvest used to. Jimmy Selesky's the man. Hell yeah. How did I get to Freebird lock you in here?
Russia. Yeah.
Oh, you get off stage. Mm. Think about it. You get off stage and just out of nowhere. You just hear, hey, kid, that was pretty good.
Am I supposed to,
And then, you think for 2 seconds, you're like, is that Bill Burr?
Listen, you don't know how you don't know how on board I am with, dumb bits. I just don't get this one. I'm not following it.
You're fucking.
It doesn't sound like Bill Burr, Matt. I don't. Do I have to break the ice here?
Is it bad?
I know it's. I guess I'm looking at your face.
You're looking in my face. So that's what I'm saying. all right, it's not you. Say someone, all right, I do Dave Chappelle or something. Say someone does Dave Chappelle.
Do you want me to rate all your impressions? Are you going to pitch all these to me? And I have to, in front of the world, say, that's not for me, man. I'm sorry.
That's not for me. I'm fucking doing backflip. I'm like, but what if I change this? What if it's the nasally? Is it the fact? What if I drop a little bit of this out, huh?
It's okay. I get it.
I get what you're going for.
I have heard worse.
It's not I understand that you're doing a thing of it.
If you're really excited about that, I'm so sorry.
The idea of it is funny. If I'm not good at the impression, that's okay.
To have someone impersonate Bill Burr.
To have someone perfectly vocally impersonate Bill Burr.
Mm.
And then so someone goes, oh my God, what? He's not there.
It's just some guy. Actually, I'm back on board. That person turning around being like, did you just do that impression? You're like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
And if it's a kind of bad Bill Burr, then it's almost all the more funny because they go, is that? He's not there.
That's such a heady skit now. That's just were you doing were you trying to compliment me as Bill Burr? And you're like, no, that could have been anyone.
Not
I don't
at all.
Know.
He just looks to the other side, he looks down at his phone. But oh my God, unique takes.
But just you want me to try? I have heard it's pretty good though. Yeah, that's
do you know him? I've heard that he likes people.
People who are good at singing and do karaoke, yeah. They're like, I'm just trying it out, and they're like, yo,
don't stop.
And it's did you want me to just compliment you just tell me you like singing. You just tell me you like doing impressions.
Yeah, that's fine. I do like doing impressions. Obviously. But the idea of you have to do it to comics that maybe he's on their radar.
Yeah, there's enough notoriety that they're could he
Casey
be saying
Rocket's
that?
Rocket's being talked, someone said Casey Rocket's name in front of Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's like, oh, the fucking crab kid? I listened to too much Bobby Kelly now, so I've lost my Burr.
It's too much Bobby? Okay, fair enough.
Dude, fuck you, man. I I'm just trash Boston.
I was like, you're trying to pitch Boston accents to me for the next hour.
No. I wanted to see if maybe it was Bobby. It's not. Full stop on the impressions. Because the thing about a good impression.
Morgan Freeman or Christopher Walken? I don't know who you're going for there.
John Mulaney.
Oh, not even an actual comic. Fuck, I'm sorry.
John Mulaney. So the thing about when I did cocaine and Cosby. Fred Armisen.
You're Cosby. Stop. If you think that's Mulaney, you're Cosby right now.
But if I wanted to get off of cocaine and I called David Spade and I said, David, I'm having a problem.
I don't even know who it is.
I'm bad, Chappelle.
There's like a vague 30 people in my head. It could be.
I know. And that's kind of the good thing about it is that if I do that voice in my act as a person, then it's no one. people are like, is that Dave Chappelle? It's not.
It's he said, imagine if Dave Chappelle and then did a voice, but I don't think it was his.
Is Chris Rock blowing up?
Yeah. It's a lot of different people exhaling and inhaling at the same time.
I think think I hear Jackie Chan.
Just hints of Chinese in your Dave Chappelle bit.
Well, the thing about how I walk.
Yeah, here we go. I was like, where's the L word coming in? Where's it going to fit this?
The thing about being an actor from China.
the Chappelle or Mulaney is like there are random like volume shifts.
Yeah.
Random, like Mulaney just like I was in Alcoholics Anonymous. Like out of nowhere it just shows up.
Yeah.
Garrett does that real well. Garrett's got great volume control in his bits.
He does it on a word. I almost did it.
I was like, here's a Garrett bit. Yeah.
What do you think? I haven't been beaten up and called a. That's so funny. Whoa!
Bird alert. Bird up.
Hiroshima.
That was the magic word.
Yeah.
Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Christ.
There's two. Dude, there's the fat man and the little boy.
Damn.
Of slurs, there's the fat man and the little boy. Everything else is a hydrogen bomb.
Dude, this is good, but I don't know what the other one is.
The N and the F.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
right.
Fat
man and the little boy.
Oh, you got me.
We all know which one is which.
We know who's who.
The fat man and the little boy. The little boy is definitely the F.
Christ.
My little boy.
My own.
Everybody, real racist, thought I was going the other way with that.
Mm. No.
That's bad.
And that's on them.
Yeah, because I'm talking about twinks.
I mean, two negatives make a positive, not
racist. And everything
racist.
Else, everything else is a hydrogen bomb. Slur-wise.
But a hydrogen bomb was more powerful, but they never used it. I thought that was the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Like, every other slur, like, even if it sounds just as good or more powerful, like, nobody's ever used it like they used the other ones. The other ones got used. Like...
I'm not following this analogy either. I'm sorry to disagree. I'm sorry to disagree.
No, dude. Disagreeing is okay. I actually think that, you know, people say that good improv is yes and. I think the funniest thing is but no.
Yeah, just be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
See, I get what you're saying, but no.
Because, yeah, the hydrogen, like, I'm with you. They use little man, fat boy, atomic bombs. They go to hydrogen, and they're like, we don't need to use. They never use them. Like, is there a word worse than those two? I don't know. I love you, maybe. Now it's
cisgendered straight male.
Yeah, now it's I'm voting for Donald Trump, baby.
Yeah. Now it's white supremacists, I swear.
Actually, Kamala brought out Megan Thee Stallion, so back on board, baby.
Yeah, right? That was kind of, and like, I'm not, so before I make fun of this at all, Republicans brought out Kid Rock. Hulk Hogan.
I had the same thought. I was like Kid Rock is our Megan Thee Stallion.
Centrist.
Not our. I mean.
I was just about to say, whoa, Mike. Thought we were on the same page here, brother.
We're going
to
cut this out. Yeah. Matt's going to edit in me saying I love
Kamala. Post, don't worry.
edit and post. Yeah, like Kid Rock and Megan Thee Stallion are like the two peaks.
They're the parallels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Then
whoever else is going to pop out tonight.
Yeah, I don't
know. You
know
what I mean? We still got a couple days before, you know, they pick Kamala.
Yeah.
I don't think they picked her. I think that she just spoke, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, she never said she accepted
them. When I start to talk politics, I talk like Tucker Carlson. Why is that?
I noticed if I get really – when I saw the Den Company at the Sphere, which was super cool, John Mayer was doing a solo, and he did this lick that I liked, and I did a full, like, tuck – like, I don't know where it came from, but I was, like, watching White Supremacy in front of me. I was like, well, I'm going to giggle a little. This is going to come out of me.
I had the most – I'm so glad that you said that because, like, I was on drugs when I saw the Dead. Mm-hmm. And I had the most wild drug thought. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that you said white supremacy, and I, like, you know, all those guys are good dudes. Mm-hmm. None of, if you meet some old deadheads, they are racist.
Well,
it's wild.
It's weird for some, like, their whole thing is they're super progressive, but, like, you see their audiences. Like, that weekend, I hiked a mountain and saw the Den Company, and I was like, I would believe that whites are the best because I haven't seen anybody else. Just like, you see a guy spinning at a Dead concert, like, that's the best dancer in the world.
Yeah, you're like, what do you mean we don't like people?
Yeah.
And then it's like, watch that guy fucking order a sandwich from McDonald's after that show.
Yeah.
And then watch him talk to, like, a fucking lower-income black chick.
Okay.
He's on drugs, and there's cheese on it, and he's lactose intolerant. He's like, what the fuck, man? I'm lactose intolerant, dude. I can't have... Like, we can't, this is why we can't all live in a fucking world together.
You're going back to Boston, yeah. Which is fair.
I'm doing Duncan, actually. Doing Duncan Trussell, actually. A purposefully misfired Duncan Trussell. This is why we can't live in a world together, man.
Come on, man.
What the fuck?
Peace and love, man.
Dude, I can't fucking eat this. I need another one. I can't fucking eat this.
It's slow.
No, I'm not giving this back. I'm giving this to the homeless guy outside, you fucking asshole. And then they, like, then they turn into that. And you're like, where the fuck? You were just spinning.
Yeah. You were just spinning. In a skirt, in tie-dye.
And then they walk out and they're like, they fucked up my vibe. Light a cigarette.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't get it. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
My wild thought was, and this is crazy. This is the first time I saw Dead & Co. I did not have this thought the second time. I was on a lot more acid the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Grateful Dead. And then I accidentally broke down that fucking phrase too much.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was like, we're grateful, and like there's dead people. I'm taking you through like where my brain splintered and how it came back.
I'm locked in. Keep going.
So this is where we come to be grateful for all the people that we have to kill for this country to be this way. This is like a satanic ritual that we all come and take part in.
Mm-hmm.
Not satanic, but like some weird fucking dark.
Definitely cult, yeah.
Energy that like trans. We send all this love, what we think is perceived good things. Because I'm thinking about the evil. I'm thinking about the way that they actually treat other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we'd send all this love, but like, what if it's actually just protecting us? What if that's why we have the biggest military in the world is because of shit like the Grateful Dead and us doing like if you
epicenters for all of the good stuff to go? Is that your idea?
Like,
so that
like
when you
what
step
if
out-
these are actually rituals where we're like worshiping icons that are not God? If you put it in a Christian matrix of understanding of religion and bad energies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're worshiping these things that aren't God, and, like, somehow that, like, protects us. And, like, that's, like by us all fucking joining in and being there together, being like, we're all so grateful for all those fucking dead people in Iraq. Like,
all right. Okay.
And, like, I thought about it, it's like, we're all so happy, but, like, on what grounds do we have to be grateful?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that moment for a second. It was like, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting here all hunky-dory and happy, and, like, we murder people every day. And, like, it was, like, a fucked up. It was like, is this, like, some sort of ritual where, like, we come, we're just like, it's okay, we're happy.
Yeah, I got you there.
And then, like, it just dumbs the masses. And, like, the Grateful Dead is, like, just one version of that. And, like, other concerts are that.
Mm.
Like, Meg Thee Stallion is that for those women and guys and whatever
me.
People.
Absolutely,
yeah,
me.
Fucking city girl. Yeah.
She makes, like, Phineas and Ferb rap sometimes. Yeah. It's very, like, Disney Channel beats over, like, Black.com dance.
I mean, she just fucking performed at the DNC. She's definitely, like, down with the program.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, like corporate America. Like, she's going to do shit that, like, is wide-reaching.
Mm-hmm. Like her ass.
Yeah.
first bit of the show, baby. It is a great,
yeah,
great
so
fun.
Sorry for the little fucking rant there, but I don't. You get what I'm saying, though. Like,
well, yeah,
trippy fucking thought. Like, I don't know. Obviously,
I get where that comes from. There are,
like,
tons of different,
like,
versions
fucking,
of, like, the,
yeah,
like we have to make a sacrifice for some. I don't know if it's
what
a sacrifice.
Yeah,
but
what
it's
if,
like,
this is like that worship time where, like, we all get together and pray to the moon, and then we're like, that's how, like, there's a story. They found out the guy who actually figured out how the double helix worked was on acid at a Grateful Dead concert. He'd been working on it
like
years.
DNA double helix?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he was on acid at a Grateful Dead concert, figured it out, wrote it down, took it to the lab next day. Theory proven.
Yeah.
Like, hypothesis became theory. And so, like, I don't know, not exactly that, but, like, what if that's, like, the energy that's putting out to, like, gain, like, higher knowledge and, like, reach to these things that are, like, we got you. We'll, like, send you good energy to, like, we'll send you, like, really fucking smart guys that know how to make guns.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll fucking send them energy to be, like, we got you.
And those guys listen to Tool. And
yeah, dude. Just get, they're so happy to kill. The payload on this thing is fucking unimaginable.
I know that. I don't know what Call of Duty announcer that is, but
this
that's
burns
insane.
Longer than an Althea solo.
You got me so hyped with the spooky voice.
Oh,
oh no.
No!
Oh no!
Dude, I told you.
The vibes they heard.
Dark spirits.
Welcome to the snow road.
That's a super heady.
I don't think that concept isn't like not proven.
Like,
people will have
like
ritualistic things.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's I was thinking Bob Dylan has a song called "Serve Somebody." I don't think it's on Route 60, whatever that album is. But the whole song is it's basically his "We Didn't Start the Fire." He's just listing things that people like are like view as God. He's like, you know, presidents or money or alcohol or beans or like.
Yeah.
And it's like very true that it's like if you're not like people are like I'm not religious. It's like you're not spiritually religious, but secularly like you like you like RuPaul. You'll probably do whatever she says.
Yeah,
you know. So it's I'm with you where it's like you can go to a concert and it's like yeah, this is all good vibes here. It's almost like it gives you the opportunity to forget that. You know, there's things happening out there, and it's like no, just be grateful for the fact that we're here right now, man. Don't worry about that.
And then it's a little like. We're all just going to walk out so happy, but, like, what about what's happening?
It's a sin of omission. It's
there's there's a guy there that probably, like, 30,000 people at a concert. One of those guys works for the government and knows some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I bet.
For sure. Like, and people are like, oh, dude, but, like, you were going to go, but, like, you're a deadhead. You get it, bro. And it's like, no, he knows, like, where the fucking bodies are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he goes to be like, fucking please delete that information.
Yeah.
I get it, dude. It's a great place to, like, forget and be grateful.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, if you go there with the right intention and you understand.
Have you, I don't know if I don't know if it's a theory or it just is a fact that, like, is like willingly not said, but it's like, oh, Romans used to do stuff at the Colosseum so that they could make people forget about the atrocities
it's
of the empire.
It's Bread and Circus. There's a book written on it that we haven't read. Eddie Lyles told me about it. It's Bread and Circuses, and the thesis of it is that if you give your society bread and circus, they'll never ask a question. And we are the fucking definition of it. We have McDonald's and TV.
Yeah.
That's what our bread and circus is. I think Colin Quinn has a bit about it on his I just thought I was like I should and then I was like I think he does. He fucking covers everything good history. Everything like meta history. He's fucking got a solid bit on it. Bread and circus, that's the whole thing cuz they would have traveling circuses too.
Yeah.
So they had the main Colosseum. But between all of the small cities, they would have circuses. And that's where the tradition of the traveling circus started. It was gypsies, but they were doing shit to fucking run the gambit on you.
Yeah.
The Roman, possibly, sometimes also just make money. You know, they're not all fucking dirty people.
Yeah.
The Romans were doing it to fucking pacify the masses. Pacify is a word that people don't like to hear.
Yeah.
But it's like... what are you doing? I mean, kind of. Like, how much... Then it's the question, how much do you need to rise up?
Yeah.
How bad is it? What are we fighting over? Like, what do we... You know.
Well, yeah, you just... You keep appeasing... You know, you keep just saying, just bring it down. You're fine. You're fine. But it's funny that, like... I don't know if this ties it all together, but it's like both sides land on that point, right? Like view-wise or anything, both people are just like, I feel like we're being lied to. It's just like...
Yeah, and if you are.
Yeah, yeah. It's you I feel like I shouldn't really care that much about Taylor and Travis because there's a lizard being fucked at the Bilderberg convention right now that's gonna decide my fate.
Or a Republican like jerking off to holding abortion pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever your like fear is, like everybody, the people that trip over that shit, it goes to, well, what's the point of caring about this stuff? Oh, really? You care about that? Like, you can hear a little, like, someone will be like, oh, dude, fucking, did you see, like, back during COVID?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Dave Chappelle came out and sang Creep with Dave Grohl and
the Fighters.
And, like, you know, fucking, that's a sign, like, people are going back outside.
Yeah.
You know? Some Republican is like Republican-esque type of dude is like, isn't this so cool? And they show it to their liberal coworker who's still like, I really don't think that it's good that that many people got together. And
honestly,
like the fact that you think that's cool and like you're not just like thinking about like the bigger what this means.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody says anybody that says you're not thinking about what this means,
you're like,
Republican
like,
Democrat.
I am not.
Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. Look at it. Yay. It's a pretty thing.
I don't know what anything means, actually.
Yeah, I got a skull.
Yeah.
Confetti's coming out of heads.
Dude, give me, I'm blowing out grunts right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the arbiter right now. took too many Celsius, and now I'm the arbiter running around Halo.
Wait, that's what I feel like, I don't know. Were you a guy that procrastinated on schoolwork?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. So you would have the conversations, and guys would probably never do this. To me, I would only have it with girls, 'cause I was in smart classes as well, but I procrastinated. And they would be like, why do you never, like, prepare for things?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Whatever. Yeah. It's like, I got the day before. What do you mean?
Yeah, but that, like, that fucking, damn it, I lost the point. That just, like, moment of them being like, you're gonna just not, and you're like, you're gonna not, you don't care. You know what this means, that you don't care, and you're like, yeah, I'm actively not fucking caring on purpose.
Yeah, it's like, it'll be okay.
This means nothing.
Uh-huh.
I will treat it as such.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell people that something doesn't, like, what they love means nothing, fucking differentials.
I agree with you. It's a total.
Especially
just, like,
the nerd girl that, like, really cares about school. What? You're just not gonna study? What the fuck? Like, you got an 86, I got an 81, and you didn't start. You fuck.
It'll be okay, babe.
Yeah, you already got into college. I applied the one. Like,
I only applied to. Well, yeah, using this college example is like such a. You know, there are so many where it's like, it's not going to matter. Like, there's one school that it matters if you go there. All the other ones, you'll be okay if you just.
Yeah.
If you just kind of like get your stuff done, be personable. I remember I didn't have any job coming out of college, and I think everyone in like my group of like engineering people did. And I was just like, give me an interview. Parents love me. I'll be fine.
I mean,
And then I got denied from 70 jobs on Indeed, so it did not work.
Indeed's a motherfucker, though. You sit on Indeed.
Just so many rejections.
I used to, I fucking worked for this home improvement company for a little bit, and they had me walk around BJ's, and I just would not talk to a soul.
You were telling me about this,
Yeah, I would not talk to fucking anyone the whole time I did this. They would like be like, have you gotten any leads? And then I would try and talk to people. I'd be like, got a couple maybes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like,
nice.
That's not what the fuck we need.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I quit because the writing was on the, like, it was like they were about to like really come down on me and like be like, you have to come in for training.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me if I could come in for training the next day, and I was like, nah, I quit.
I can't make it. I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah, I'm doing everything else that will happen after this.
Yeah, yeah.
I ghosted the guy that was my direct manager. I still feel bad about that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You and I might have a rift here. I have too much anxiety to like.
I know I messaged the actual guy that hired me.
Yeah.
We had a conversation on the phone. He tried to promote me.
For getting maybes?
For I said I was quitting, and he was like, "Look, I get it. This isn't this what you're doing isn't what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to do some. You want to get a bigger position. And I was like, no.
Like, actually, not really.
Not at all. I do not want to fucking do this.
I mean, that's the most liberating thing in the world, to just be like, actually, like, I don't really want that.
I've done it twice in my life. Holy shit. Yeah. It is so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's the best. But I would just walk around on Indeed.
You're looking for other shit. Yeah,
walking around at work on Indeed. There was a computer chair. There was one computer chair that would be out.
Yeah.
I would hit four laps. Sit in the computer chair for 10 minutes.
Doing workouts.
Six laps, hit the computer chair. Literally hit push-ups in a back corner.
Yeah.
I had a corner to hit push-ups. There was a place where I could hit dips. There was a place where I could do pull-ups.
Yeah.
Like, I was working out the whole time I was there.
They're like, you're getting demoted to mover now because you're built now.
I would love to fucking move boxes in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Get me there at 8 a.m. Let me leave by 4. I don't give a fuck. I'll cancel my gym membership.
Yeah.
I'll do yoga the other days of the week and just get fucking 1970 strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just functionally strong.
Functionally do some dumbbell curls and shit just to fucking show off for the gals. Yeah,
for the babes, the huns.
And then do the tries for the guys. I've never understood why tries was for the guys until this moment.
Whoa, what a breakthrough. For the smartest podcast on the internet, what a mental breakthrough. That's pretty good.
Yeah, tries for the guys.
What is the...
Oh, for the girls.
If you're coming from girls. Here...
Well, no, the...
I know that, but...
Yeah!
You're picking them up. Kalima!
Stone Cold Stunner, pussy.
That's so dumb. Yuck.
Pick it up and hold...
You said an old lady? What'd you say?
Pick it up and hold it.
Okay. Like, they said picking up an old one.
Pick it up
like,
and just like,
ew.
Ah! And then, boom, boom.
This lady's getting suplexed. This isn't enjoyable at all. Your neck is broken at the end.
Nah, dude. She's fucking in ecstasy.
Nah, she'll let you know, babes.
She's in ecstasy or on it. I don't know what I put in her drink.
I know, ladies. Let me see your hoo-ha.
No, dude, don't fucking chokeslam women by their pussies. That's terrible.
This is going to come up in, like, text at the bottom. Be like, and to reiterate.
It's a fucking gambling addiction warning. I know that this sounds like a good risk to take, but it's not worth it.
Oh, fuck it.
If you have a problem with risk, please call the gambling hotline.
Vegas, 500 of my hard-earned dollars gone in an instant.
500?
One lady. No, it was Blackjack was her name. She was a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
How's the gambling?
Bad. I think I'm Rain Man every single time I play blackjack. And then, like three hands go by, and it's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Okay, good. Word. We cruised past an hour.
Hell yeah.
And I got to piss myself.
Perfect. Actually,
I'm about to rain men in the bathroom.
What a way to end this, folks.
I'm kidding. That's coming.
You're going to come.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys, this is Mike Filata.
Hey, folks.
Find him on Instagram. I'll put his account in the descriptions and shit. Thank you guys for listening. This has been The Slow Roll.
Catch us tomorrow at Mother's if you're watching.
Yeah,
are you on that tomorrow?
Yeah, we are.
I've been waiting
shit.
To plug that for an hour and a half.
Oh, don't worry. This is coming out way later. See you guys.
Adios, folks. Check it out.